Young man given one last chance after vodka theft. A judge gave a robber one last chance after being persuaded by his barrister to not send him to prison over the theft of a bottle of vodka. Amario Bell, 22, of Kibble Close, Didcot, admitted robbery after stealing the alcohol from Leo Donaldson at Station Road in Didcot on October the 14th, 2023. The court heard Bell had been released from prison on licence earlier this year after getting a 22-month sentence for wounding without intent and criminal damage last year. On the robbery offence, the court heard the victim had been waiting at a bus stop and had been followed by Bell. The defendant threatened to shank him, but no weapon was produced. Mr. Donaldson handed over the bottle and Bell fled the scene. In mitigation, barrister Fatima Jama described Bell as a changed man and read out a letter he had written to the court. The letter said, "I want to write this letter to say how sorry I am. I am no longer that immature person. I am a changed man. My time in prison has been traumatic. I have learned my lesson. I'm looking for work, having completed a railway course. I have reflected on the pain I have caused. Please give me a suspended sentence and give me one last chance to change my life." Ms. Jama said, "He is trying to sort his life out. He is actively seeking to move away from his past and build a more constructive future. He has taken steps to address his triggers, such as alcohol. He wants to engage in rehabilitative work. His engagement has been improving over time. A community-based sentence is a viable option. This is a young man with a genuine intention to change." Judge Emma Knott said, "Well done, Ms. Jama. You have convinced me." To which the barrister replied, "Oh my God." The judge told Bell, "You have a lot to thank your barrister for. I was thinking I'd have to impose an immediate sentence of 9 months. She has convinced me to give you one last chance. It was a nasty offence. Now is the time you are going to mean what you say. I'm taking a risk." Judge Knott handed Bell a 9-month sentence suspended for 18 months. He was also ordered to abstain from drinking alcohol for 60 days, and he must complete a mental health treatment plan and the Building Better Choices accredited program. Bell must also complete up to 20 rehabilitation activity requirement days. The judge added, "It was only Ms. Jama who persuaded me to take a chance on you."